bought, and this, that, and other, and one just wants to get a little higher than the other and make a more beautiful showing. And yet again, after that last shovel of dirt.
You know, to me, the cheapest way and the best way, I hate to think of it, it's gruesome to think of sometimes, but yet again, it's becoming more and more accepted, and that's cremation. And eventually, in time to come, in generations to come, cremation is going to have to be one of the answers to the problem of disposing human dead. Because you come to think of it, millions and millions and millions of people, because it only takes 6 feet. But eventually the world will be filled with dead.
I think I had heard or read somewhere that in some countries the practice is to bury the dead vertically so you can conserve space.
Well, you can. You take in Italy, the old catacombs in Italy, which I have visited, and Sicily. Well, they're dead there in those caves and those catacombs there. They've been dead there hundreds of years. Sitting at tables, alongside the wall, the old clothing still on them. They may sitting up there, look like they're talking to one another. And the clothing all on them, just a remnant. Look like some of these horror magazines you pick up. But I know they exist because as an old nigga said, I see it with my own eyes. And they are there. I visited catacombs in Sicily and Italy and all those areas several different times. And I said I didn't really and truly enjoy the visit, but yet again, it was education. It was something you'll never see in this country ever anymore. But what it is, those caves, they have a normal temperature. Temperature stays about the same in the 50s, and the air is dry, and it was the temperature and the air content, moisture content, and all were just right for the preservation of human life. And that's the way they did it.
Well, what do you suppose the rationale is for burial in a place like a mausoleum or something like that? Rather than being
I don't
buried.
Know. I can't say. Really and truly, I've always thought of people burying above ground in vaults and so forth. You take Louisiana, New Orleans, and that area where your water level is so high that you can't, in certain areas, bury underground. And they're buried in vaults and mausoleums. But you know this, that then after a certain number of years, each one of those mausoleums, those remains are emptied out. And cleaned out and then used again. But any vault, a mausoleum built above ground, after a number of years, it's going to begin to deteriorate. I've been in old cemeteries and we've seen vaults above the ground. Of course, naturally, the people who buried them have long passed away. But they'll eventually crumble and break apart and break away. To me, I'd never spend my money to be buried above ground. I'd rather go ahead and let Mother Earth claim my body. To me, it's the most inhuman thing in the world because those old hot mausoleums and all above the ground, the hot summertime, the sun bearing down on them, the hottest look like an oven next. And to me, I had much rather, if I had a loved one, pass away buried under ground and never spend that money. Because after all, even the pyramids of Egypt, as long as they have stood, they're eventually, and are today deteriorating, they're going to deteriorate tomorrow, and anything and everything that's ever been built above ground eventually deteriorates, unless you keep repairing and repairing and repairing. Well, after a family has passed away, and the other generations will